This is a song we have back there in the, did I mention that we have some CDs and we're trying to get home. So if you have a chance to come by, we got CDs back there, a couple of them and some t-shirts too. So, and if you run fast, you can just go back there and take them and no one will get any money from you. But if you want to, this is a song off that, a song called Beckett's Back 40, which tells the story of a farmer trying to make a living in some tough times, gas prices high and all, and finding an alternative way to make a living. So, song called Beckett's Back 40. In Knox County, nobody was famous. Just a map dotted people passed through. Everybody grew corn and tomatoes. Well, at least as far as we knew. Old man Beckett on 200 acres. From sun up to sundown he worked. And just like the rest of our neighbors, he seemed like the salt of the earth. But we all knew something was different when the market hit bottom that year. And while the rest of the county was starving, he brought home a brand new John Deere. Well, that rumor mill started churning down at the Lucky Dog Cafe. And it spread through our church congregation when he put a grand in the plate. Had his line on numbers turned lucky, or did some rich relative die? Where on God's earth did he get the money to install that jacuzzi outside? Night after fishing with all of the fellas, curiosity got the best of us. Everybody dance. Crept through his cornrows with flashlights and high hopes to see what the truth really was. We were stopped by a shot from his gun. We scattered in every direction, just grateful to get out alive. What happened that night was never mentioned till the day that they arrived. With helicopters and squad cars, they completely surrounded his place. They cut down all of his cash crops, and I can still see the shame on his face. When they hauled him away in those handcuffs for growing what he shouldn't grow, he said, be careful, kids, cause you know one day you end up reaping the seeds that you sow. In Knox County, nobody was famous. Just a map dot that people passed through. Everybody grew corn and tomatoes. Well, at least as far as we knew. Legal in Oregon, all right? Yeah. All right. Not that you know, you never tested it, right? Tested the waters. Sounds like the other band in there has started up, so we're going to play one more here and jump off of here and remind you to come see us back there at the back. And we're going to do an autograph line right next to those fellas, so... If you want to jump out of line now, this is the chance to do it and form our line to the right for the Dream Band being over there. What an incredible show they put on. We got to catch a lot of that, and it was awesome. So.